Representative Barrymore wins rare incumbent-on-incumbent race after redistricting. By Bradley J. on March 5, 2024. Representative Barrymore, RL, emerged victorious over Representative Jerry Carl, RL, in a contentious Alabama Republican primary race. The rare incumbent-on-incumbent primary resulted after a lengthy legal battle after a federal court ruled that the state's congressional maps were not in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. The court eventually drew a new map giving the Ruby Red state a second minority majority district. Barrymore, a member of the House Freedom Caucus, drew the short straw in redistricting, with his conservative second district redrawn to give Democrats the edge. His hometown was drawn into Alabama's first district, which led to him challenging Carl, who is in his second term representing that district. Yet Moore prevailed, seen as the more conservative candidate in a redrawn district now rated as the sixth most Republican in the nation. Carl conceded a few hours after polls closed, down a few thousand votes in a race where only just over 100,000 went to the polls. The race had turned heated with both campaigns increasingly engaging in mudslinging in the lead-up to Election Day. Both candidates touted their support of President Donald Trump, although Trump did not endorse in the race. Moore touted endorsements from high-profile conservatives like House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. Both visited South Alabama to campaign for Moore. Carl benefited from establishment figures like Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, and fellow Alabamian and House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, RLA, with both cutting checks for his campaign. While both candidates benefited from third parties, most of the scrutiny on outside spending involved the Club for Growth. Moore, who benefited in prior races from heavy club spending, swore off funding from the group early in the campaign. Yet the club-affiliated School Freedom Fund came to his aid, spending $139,000 supporting Moore and $422,000 opposing Carl, according to Roll Call. In the heavily Republican district, Moore is expected to coast in November. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.